Masechet Avot, Perek Dalir, Mishnah Yod. Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir teaches, Heve Mema'et Be'esek Va'asok Batorah. Teaches Rabbi Meir, a person should limit his business activity and spend most of his time, if possible, working on his Torah study. A person should make sure that he has the basic needs, of course, to live, spend time correctly, and of course provide a livelihood for himself and for his family. But at the same time, a person's main focus in life has to be the study of Torah. He has to make sure that's his main occupation and his main thought. The person is in this world in order to learn Torah and to grow in his Torah. So a person should make sure that stays his main focus. Be humble in front of every person. A person was humble, not only in front of people who are greater than him, but in front of everybody. Even people who are lower than him will have the ability to push himself away from the terrible trait of arrogance, and at the same time have the ability to learn from everybody. If someone is humble, he'll look at everybody else as well as having something to provide him and as having a good idea. So therefore, a person should push away this terrible trait of arrogance and be humble in front of everybody and open himself up to learn from everybody. If a person allows himself to be distracted from his Torah study and he doesn't say, you know what, this is going to be a main priority in my life, then there are going to always be things that come up. He's always going to be distracted, and there are going to be many things that move away his focus in life, away from Torah. A person has to make sure that Torah study is the number one thing on his list, the main priority, and he can't let everything else take precedence over that. If a person works hard in his study of Torah, Hashem has a tremendous amount of reward for him. We see here, it's not about what you know. It's not how much Torah knowledge you have amassed in your life, but it's about how hard you work, how much you diligently study Torah, how much you try and work at it. If something doesn't make sense to you, you try harder, you try harder, you try and understand it on a deeper level. A person is rewarded for his amilut ba Torah as opposed to his da'at or knowledge of Torah.